Hey, welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professionals who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fed their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. Welcome. So I'm so excited to have you here today. I'm sharing what is a home care agency, non-medical home care agency. And the reason why I'm sharing that is because lots of time people come to me, they want to get started with a non-medical home care agency. But what I realized when I started asking them questions is that they don't really know what it is. They don't really understand what it all entails. So today, that's what I'm sharing with you. So at the end of this episode, you will be able to know what exactly is a non-medical home care agency. So the term non-medical home care agency is a very broad term. And I want to let you know that because in different places, different states, non-medical home care agencies call by different names that the state has chosen. But in general, they all are non-medical home care agency. And what does that mean? Non-medical home care agency usually refer to an agency that provide a living assisted services to their clients. So what is living assistance? Anything that you do to help the person, like do the things that they need to do on a daily basis, such as light housekeeping, cooking, take them to the doctors, anything that you can do that will help them, that assists them in their activities of daily living. So let me give you an example. So let's call this person John. John is 85 years old, is super healthy, is walking, he jogs 15 minutes a day, he lives on his own, he's very independent. But unfortunately, John had an emergency, he went to the hospital. When he gets there, he was diagnosed with heart failure. And he stays there for about 2 weeks. In the 2 weeks that he stayed there, all that he could do, he didn't really walk much. He was mostly in the bed. So as a result, he became very weak to the point where he needed assistance to even walk because he's been laying in bed for too long. And now not only that, as he's getting ready to go home and the doctor is discharging him, they are telling him, John, if you want to recover, you're going to have to follow a specific diet that is friendly to your condition. You're going to have to reduce salt. You're going to make sure you're on a fluid restriction where you only can drink a certain amount of water a day. So they're telling John all this. John is weak. John is still recovering. All this information is basically too much for him. And he's frustrated right now because he doesn't know, how am I going to be able to do that at home by myself? And I'm not at the state that I was prior to coming to the hospital. And he knows for sure that he doesn't want to be in a facility. He doesn't want to go to a nursing home. So that's where a non-medical home care agency can come in where we can find John, and we can also find a caregiver that we can send to John's house to help John with the things that he needs, to help John take his medication the way the doctor prescribed it, to help John to cook for John meals that fall into the diet that the doctor had recommended, to make sure John goes back to his doctor's office. Since now he's weak and cannot drive, then the caregiver can drive him to the office, making sure he is safe at home, keeping him company. Can you imagine, like, you going through this? This is like a serious life change, and you home by yourself, how depressing it can get. But having somebody there makes it really a little bit easier. So that's basically where we come in as home care agency owner. So I hope that help you understand a little bit more about what we do as home care agency owners. So one of the other questions that usually follow this is that, who do we serve? Mostly we serve the elderly. You don't have to limit yourself just to the elderly, but mostly we serve the elderly. And lots of time people ask, hey, is there enough clients for all of us? And I'm happy to tell you that based on statistics, every day in the United States, 10,000 people turn 65 or older. And that is going to continue to happen for the next 20 years. Yes, you heard that right. For the next 20 years. And they estimate that by 2030, we will have about 72 million people in the United States that are over the age of 65, right? So that tells you there are people there will be in need of your services, and there will still be people that will need your services as you continue to grow. And most of the elderly, they like to stay at home. They don't want to go into a nursing home. They don't want to go in a place where they're not familiar. They don't want to feel like they're losing independence, that they basically in a facility where they feel controlled, like where they feel like they're not in charge. They want to stay in the place that they are familiar with, the place that they call home, the place where they feel like they are in charge. And that's definitely an advantage for us. As non-medical home care agency, we help them do that. We help them do exactly that because that's the problem they have. They know they are aging. They know they need assistance. And they don't want to go to a nursing home. So that's the problem that they have. And we have the perfect solution for them. The solution is our services. And our services allow them to stay at home for as long as possible, allow them to get the assistance that they need without having to leave their personal home, the place that they call home, the place where their children have stayed, the place where they have lots of memories, the place where everyone comes and gathered for like the holidays, that place that they, like their sacred place. That's where they want to be. And we'll allow them to do just that. So that's what we mostly serve. And like I said earlier, you don't have to limit yourself only to the elderly, but that's the population that we usually serve. And the good thing with having a non-medical home care agency, there is no limit. What do I mean there is no limit? Or technically, there is no limit. What do I mean by that? When you have a home care agency, what you do as an agency is that you find a client, you find a caregivers, and you match them. And you send your caregivers to the client home. So when you send your caregivers to the client home, you don't have a capacity. Really, the only thing that will stop you from getting more clients is not having the staff to serve them. Like, let's say you had a facility that had 5 beds. Once your 5 beds are filled, that's it. But with home care, non-medical home care agencies, we don't have a limit. We don't have a number of beds. We can go to our clients. The only thing that will limit us is if we don't have the caregivers to serve those clients. So that's definitely a great benefit for us. So, and it works out both ways. It works out for the clients. They get to stay home. And it works out for us. We don't have to have a facility. We get to send our caregivers wherever the clients call home. And when we say wherever, we really mean wherever. Because home is whatever the client calls home. Some people, home is the house that they have for the longest. Some people, home, maybe like they're going on a trip for the next 6 months. And that's their home. That's their temporary home for the next 6 months. And they need somebody to be there with them. So we go to them wherever they call home. So that's basically what a non-medical home care agency is. That's what we serve. We serve the elderly. We provide them with assistance with their activities of daily living. And when we do that, that is a service that is priceless. It's a priceless service because imagine you live in a different state. Let's say you live in North Carolina. Your parents are elderly. They live in Florida. They live here by themselves. And as the child, knowing that your parents are aging, they are by themselves, you are worried at night. You're worried for that phone call that they're going to call you and say, hey, dad fell. You're worried that, hey, no one is there to really assist them. And you don't really have the peace of mind because you're worried. But when you have a home care agency, when that family have a home care agency there, now they can regain their peace of mind. They have somebody there that's watching, that's there to assist their parents. Now they know, hey, I can sleep at night because mom and dad has an assistant. Mom and dad has a caregiver that is there for them to help them, so I don't have to worry. And peace of mind is priceless, right? There's no price you can pay to have peace of mind, to be able to sleep at night, knowing that your family, your loved one are well taken care of. So if you are ready to say yes and follow your dream of owning your own home care agency, your non-medical home care agency, I have a special invitation for you. I'm very excited about this invitation. And one of my mentors, she always say, invitation precedes transformation. You have to be invited to your next transformation. So I'm inviting you to work with us to our program, the Home Care Agency Foundation, where we help you build your home care agency the right way the first time around. And this program is for people who are serious, people who are action takers, people who are willing to invest in themselves. And as a result of our time in that program, you'll be able not only to launch your agency, you'll be able to know how to operate the agency, market the agency, get all the paperwork that you need, get all the support that you need to build the foundations for your six or seven figure home care agency. So we are very selective of the people that we let into, we work with. So that's why we do our program by application only. So you have to first apply. Once you apply to the program, we'll let you know whether or not you are selected. And then you'll get a chance to decide if you want to work with us or you may not get selected. So that's basically how we work. And once you decide, like, we are the right person for you to help you build your home care agency, you will basically join our growing list of satisfied customers that we have helped launch your agency. And as I'm talking now, I think of one of our past clients. I can remember her now. I can picture her. Her name is Jessie. She's actually from North Carolina. And I remember she came to us. She's a LPN. She came to us. She needed to launch her agency. We help her with the process of launching the agency. We help her with her licensing process. And after that, we taught her our system, the Home Care Bosses Success Systems, where we taught you how to teach how to operate the business, how to market everything in the day to day. And she learned those stuff and she started putting them into practice. And I remember she started putting everything we were telling her into practice, and she was doing them daily, especially when it comes to marketing. She was marketing daily, days in, days out. And I remember she did that for a month straight. And I remember one night, as I was scrolling on Facebook, I saw a message in our group where she said, when do you actually throw the towels? And when I saw that, I immediately reached out to her and say, what's going on? And she said, Sue, you know what? I've been doing the things that you said. It's been 30 days. My phone is not ringing. I'm not seeing anything. So I wanted to know, when do I throw in the towel? And I understood her frustration. But I had to remind her, having a business it takes time to build a business. It's not an overnight, it's not an overnight scheme, not at all. It takes time. It takes persistency to build a business that can last you like a long time. You have to make sure you build it on the right foundations, and things don't just happen overnight. And I had to explain that to her. I told her, hey, the same way when you decided to go to school to become a nurse, in her example, it took you time. You had to apply for the school. You had to go to school for years. After school, you had to go study, pass the test. Then you still had to go get a job, then get trained. After you get trained, then you go and work. And all of this, you're doing all of this for a job. Not a job where you're going to go and you're still going to have a supervisor. You're not the one in charge of it. But you have to go through all of this training for a job. So imagine what you have to do for your own business where basically you don't have somebody over you. You are it. You're the boss that you have to know what you're doing, like with your eyes closed. So it's going to take you time. It's going to take practices for you to get better and better at what you're doing, at your operation, at your marketing, at leading, being a leader in your business. And I remember telling her that. And for her, the very next day, her phone rang and she got her first client. And that client was a 24/7 clients. They paid her for the service up front, and she was excited. She was really excited with that one client. She had her first five-figure a month with that one client, so she was really excited. But imagine if she just had like gave up just the day prior, she would have never even knew that the next day that would have happened. So when you apply to work with us and you get approved, that's the list that you're joining of like satisfying customer who are they are building their home care agency, they are serving their community, and they are creating impact. So if you want to check it out, make sure you go to our website, Home Care Bosses United, and we can't wait to read your application, right? And if you like this podcast, please let us know, leave us a rating, and as well as a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you have questions, if you have any questions that you'd like for us to answer for you on this podcast, we welcome it. We like to answer. We would love to answer your questions. So all you have to do when you go on Apple Podcasts to give us a review and rate us. So first you rate. The rate is the one with the 5 stars. You rate that, and then the review is the one where you have to type the text. Once you type in the review in that spot, you can write the questions that you have about the home care agency industry, whether it's startup, whether it's growth, and I will answer those questions. And if you want a shout out, make sure you leave your name there, so when I'm doing the podcast, I can give you and answering your questions live, I can give you a shout out. Again, thank you so much for listening to the Home Care Bosses podcast.